It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Enjoying this beautiful, absolutely beautiful Wednesday morning. I am so excited to hang out with you today, whether you're on your drive to work or maybe you're at work already. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to your morning pep talk, your place where you can hear expert advice, different things going around in our panhandle, as well as possibly getting plugged in and making a difference in your community. And that's what we want to focus on a little bit this morning to kick off our show. In studio this morning, we have my friend Michelle Luckett. She is with Brace, which is the Be Ready Alliance Coalition.
Coordinated
for emergencies.
There you go.
I tried like 16 times to rehearse that. Michelle, thank you so much for coming. And you joined me last month, and I'm so excited to have you back.
Thanks, Jenna. It's a thrill to be here. Always now, enjoy our time.
And we have some exciting news to share later on in the show as well when it comes to Brace. So stick around for it. We have something that we kind of talked about last time, so we want to tell people about that. But hey, maybe you have some questions for Michelle. Maybe you're wondering a little bit more about their mission or what they do and how you can get involved. Maybe you're thinking, can I be a volunteer? Call us, text us, 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. And Michelle, you are the CEO of Brace. Now, why don't you just share, just for those who haven't heard of Brace before, your mission and your purpose for existence?
Sure. So Brace is an acronym, as you said at the beginning. It stands for the Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies. And what we are is a collaborative agency that works with other nonprofits, government, faith-based organizations to really help our community become more disaster resilient. And so when you think about that, you can think about four R's: readiness, response, recovery, and resources. And so Brace has programming support in each one of those areas. So for instance, this past weekend, we held the Northwest Florida Advanced Citizen Corps Academy at Public Safety. And we had over 70 people attend from all over the state of Florida for the entire weekend. Instructors from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, neighboring county law enforcement agencies and emergency management, speakers from Birmingham, and the whole purpose is to help our community train itself to be able to provide assistance in times of emergency so that when the first responders are busy dealing with other calls, your neighbor can come help you. And so that's part of the readiness program. Then response, we work with emergency management and coordinate with United Way of West Florida for donations and volunteers in the immediate aftermath of an event like Hurricane Sally. And then for recovery, we run the Hurricane Sally Disaster Case Management Program for Escambia County. And so that's where the helpline comes in. And that particular program provides case management to individuals who have gaps in their recovery process. So you've got some money to meet your deductible. You've got some money from FEMA, but it's not enough to cover all the repairs. We take a look at cases to see if we can help bridge that gap. There were over 25,000 Escambia County residents that applied for FEMA assistance after Hurricane Sally. So we can't help everybody, but we can help some. So that's part of that. And then the resources side is, you know, we are a clearinghouse of information about disaster resiliency, readiness, and preparation. We do work with the Hurricane Michael area as far as helping other long-term recovery groups stand up and continue to help their communities recover. I'm a member of the Florida VOAD Board of Directors, which stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disasters. And so that is a statewide network that's part of the nationwide network to provide assistance after events. And that includes the pandemic. So right now, Brace is supporting emergency management, community health, and the Florida Department of Health with the COVID vaccines. So we provide up to 20 volunteers a week to assist in non-medical capabilities at the distribution sites. And in the last 2 weeks, we've provided over 270 hours of volunteer service.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So a couple of things. My first one, I want to go back and talk about helping people have the knowledge and skills to be able to help their neighbor while first responders are out, maybe helping in more dire situations. So on your website, BeReadyAlliance.org, you actually have a section that you can click and learn more about becoming certified. Does that
right.
help in that area?
Oh, absolutely. So the CERT program, which stands for Community Emergency Response Teams, is designed to help the average citizen learn how to help their neighbors. So there's first aid classes. There's classes on, you know, removing initial debris. How do you know when it's safe to do that? And that class is offered in person. Those courses are offered in person, or actually starting next month, we'll be offering them online. There's 12 hours of courses online that then will be followed up with a 2-day in-person practical where you get to put to use what you've learned online. It's called CERT Hybrid. So we're super excited. As a matter of fact, we're meeting with officials from Escambia County Fire and Emergency this morning, and the fire chief later in the week. So it's a program that Escambia County is a great supporter of, because there's nothing greater than being able to stand up to help your neighbor in a time of crisis.
Right. And if we look back throughout history, it hasn't always been, you know, the government or city officials helping people. It's
right.
been the community. It's a community effort. When you're able to, you know, kind of take a look outside of your window and see, hey, you know what? That neighbor can't pull their garbage can to the street every week, and they're starting to have garbage piled up around their garbage can. Instead of call in on them, right? Snitches. I'm just kidding. But go over and see if they need help. Make that like wellness check, you know, and see if you can just do that for
right.
them. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot of effort. And then that keeps their area safe, keeps rodents away, different things like that. Or if you see, you know, especially after Sally, just because for us in this area, that's the most relatable and recent disaster,
mm-hmm.
you know, seeing, I shared with you before we came on air, after it had happened, I basically watched every single neighbor, even my neighbor who had just gotten out of heart surgery, come out and just start clearing debris so we could get out of our driveways, so we could start making room for us to get down the street in case somebody had an emergency. There wasn't much place to go after that because we know there was a substantial amount of damage. But having this knowledge and training can help even more so than what we were just doing,
absolutely.
From my own opinion. Now,
absolutely.
Does it cost money? How does that work?
No, it doesn't cost any money. It costs your time. It's a volunteer program, and CERT teams exist all over the country. It was actually created after 9/11 when the federal government realized that while the emergency first responders were busy dealing with the terrorist attacks in New York City, that they were relying on citizens to help do other activities. And so the powers that be put together this great training program taught by local instructors who understand the community that it's being taught in, who are easily relatable. The material is easy to understand, and it's for all ages. There's a teen CERT program. There's CERT programs, and we've got participants as young as 18 in the regular program and as old as 75.
Wow.
So it's for everyone to get involved with. And again, it's about what you feel comfortable doing and how to help your team and how help your neighbor. So that's one option. And then once you've completed that training, then you've got the Citizen Corps Academy that we held this past weekend, that you've got courses like Stop the Bleed. What do you do about traumatic bleeds? And search and rescue, faith-based coalition. How do you support those individuals that have functional or accessibility needs?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the homebound? How can you help with this situation as a volunteer in your community? And again, it's all free of charge. It only costs your time and your commitment.
Listen, we have so much more to cover. This is so exciting to me to know that we can get our hands a little bit dirtier in our community and look out for one another. We have more to cover. Stick around.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? Don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust, a partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us today at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea time's at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Fox News, every 30 minutes, 24/7.
The first of what could be many.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
Hearings about to start at the Senate, probing last month's deadly Capitol attack.
Watch for dueling testimony from former law enforcement officials about shoring up security ahead of January 6th. In prepared remarks, former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving disputes reports he opposed a heavy law enforcement presence due to optics.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna Barr, and I have my friend Michelle Luckett with Brace here this morning. We're talking about pretty much everything that you can do to prepare for a natural disaster, an unseen circumstance like we saw last week in Texas, and help prepare yourself so you can be a better neighbor and community member, and also how you guys fill the gap when those things happen. And then later on, people are looking for answers. And just those areas where I'm missing out in getting all my coverage, how can you help? But you also have something that's recently launched, right? In the past few weeks. And we did chat a little bit about it the last time you were here. But why don't you tell everybody what this new program is?
Sure. So we were absolutely thrilled to launch the Hurricane Sally Recovery Helpline last week. And since that point in time, we've had over 600 calls and have opened 158 cases. And it's exciting and sad at the same time. Here we are almost 6 months after the storm, and people are still reeling from the damage and the cost of fixing their homes and getting back in. So we did a soft opening 2 weeks ago, if you will, and basically said, hey, let's go through the FEMA call list. And so we identified households with some high priorities, special needs, mm-hmm. income restrictions where they failed the SBA income test, and called those households and said, hey, this is who we are, and this is what we're doing, and do you still need help?
Okay.
And what was amazing about all of that were the thank yous and the appreciation, mm-hmm. because somebody was following up to say, hey, we know you had damage.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How's the process happening for you? And a lot of people said, we're doing all right. We're making it work. We're going to be okay. Use the resources to go help somebody else.
Right.
And then there are others that have said, oh my goodness, thank you for calling me. I definitely want to do this. So at that point, then we do a needs assessment. And it's about a 30-minute process where we ask a bunch of questions, and the staff complete an intake form. And then we put all that information into a database. And so what I'm going to be able to do at the end of this week is pull a report based upon the cases that we've opened and be able to tell our funders, such as United Way, here's how many roofs we have to fix based upon the cases that we have so far. Here's people that they went ahead and fixed their roof, but now they have nothing to repair. They don't have any money left to fix their drywall or to deal with the electrical issue that happened with the water. Or they got those things taken care of, but now they don't have any furniture. So then we work with our nonprofit partners, such as the Council on Aging and other organizations, to say, hey, in that particular case, if you're 50 and over, we may be able to help you with some extra funding to bridge that gap. It's constantly said in this business that disasters start and finish locally. Mm-hmm. And what that means is your response happens from your local support. Your recovery happens from your local support. So the partner agencies that we work with, Habitat for Humanity, the United Methodist Church, the Pensacola Bay Baptist Association, and all of those nonprofits that come together, the Church of Latter-day Saints, they all come together to bring resources, Catholic Charities. And by doing that, you can share the cost. Not one agency is being solely tasked with fixing the problems in the community.
And I want to tap on real quick, just talking about you guys reaching out to people who you saw had needs in the past. You know, I read a quote once that people don't always want their problems fixed, but they want to be seen and heard. And so those people who have had those major issues and maybe gotten them handled and had the community come together, mm-hmm. you know, they want to still know, hey, we're still here and there's people around us. And they can also point out, but I have this neighbor next door who still has a tarp that doesn't look like it's going to hold up much longer.
Right.
Maybe you should reach out to her. How can I get her to you? Now, is this pretty much, do people need any kind of information, or what do they need before they call?
What they need is to be a few minutes to talk.
Okay.
Because we want to have a conversation first. We want to see if there's a possibility that we can help you, because we can't help everybody.
Sure.
So right now the emphasis are on homeowners. So if you own your home, if you got FEMA assistance, have your FEMA ID number with you. If you applied for an SBA loan and were denied, have that information with you. But there's an actual entire intake process that we go through to make sure that we have all the information we need. And that information will be shared at the end of that initial phone call. So the call in on the helpline, and the helpline is 850-739-3939. That phone call is really to help us see where you are and what you need. So we are, the lines are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And they're manned that entire time. There's not like a break for lunch or anything like that. So I'm incredibly grateful to the University of West Florida. They have provided interns from the Department of Social Work have been trained to do the needs assessments, participating in this process.
I love those
so
guys.
They're fantastic.
I, you know, so I do nonprofit work outside of this, and UWF and especially the social work department, they step up. I always get like texts or calls, hey, Jenna, how can we help with this? Or I have a project, but I want to do something that will help the community,
right,
or help an individual and impact them. I mean, and knowing that you're kind of gearing these young kids pretty much mm-hmm. to be community focused and people minded, that's going to change our future right there.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, what we try to do at Brace is to be a force multiplier. We want to train people who can then lead in the future when the nonprofit community is so busy and so overwhelmed that we've got extra support. So whether that be volunteers, whether that be disaster case managers, whether it be needs assessors, you want to have a volunteer core of folks that can come in and support the nonprofit community in its time of need, as well as in its regular operations.
Yes.
We're much better when we're all strong.
Yes.
And we can only do that if we share the knowledge and share the skills.
I can amen to that. Hey, we're going to give that number one more time. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about selling your house? Perhaps wondering if right now is the best time to sell? Absolutely. The real estate market is hot and inventory in our area is low, but the demand is high, which means every day you wait to list your house might be costing you valuable time and money. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty are the people to call to help you get your house sold. Christina and her team are committed to getting you the most money for your home and are here to help you every step along the way. Christina and her team have approved buyers prepared to close on a house, and there's simply not enough houses available. That means there's absolutely no reason you should wait any longer. Call Christina and her team right now at 850-723-9158. There's no obligation, absolutely no risk. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty right now. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems. Daryl's also carries a large selection of sewing machine furniture. Financing is available. For more information, call them at 438-5444. Daryl Sewing is located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola, or register online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePCOLA. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
We are speaking with Michelle Luckett of Brace. Michelle, why don't you give people the website and information real quick before we end our time together?
So the Brace website is BeReadyAlliance.org, and we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at BeReadyAlliance. And one more time, the phone number for the helpline is 850-739-3939.
And you can call that number 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, the whole time.
The whole time.
Somebody is there to hear you and listen.
Absolutely.
Michelle, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I just want to encourage people, you know, we can be awesome community members, and it starts with preparation